Is Adnan Syed guilty? Adnan Syed was convicted of the murder of his ex-girlfriend Haman Lee in February of 2000. The state's case against Adnan and why he was portrayed guilty went a little like this. He and Hay had been going out since junior year, but Adnan wasn't supposed to be dating at all. Adnan was born in the U.S., but his parents are from Pakistan, and they are very conservative Muslims. So with that being said, Adnan had to keep his relationship with Hay secretive, and the state used that against him. They said that when Hay broke up with him, he got so enraged because he put his whole life with the Muslim community on the line. The other reason the state used it against him was that he was a liar, how he plays a good, faithful Muslim son at home, but lies about what he truly does. Hi, I'm Madison Gregory from Franklin Simpson High School, and I'm going to be digging deeper in others' thoughts on what they think happened and if Adnan is truly guilty. Over the past couple weeks, my English class has been watching the podcast Serial by Sarah Koenig, and by using all that evidence, me as well as a few others will be putting our own thoughts together to determine whether we believe he is innocent or guilty. One thing Serial mentioned was that Adnan had an alibi, and that girl was Asia. She said there was no way that Adnan could have committed a murder at 2:36 p.m., and that she was with him in the library at that time, as well as Haman Lee's friend Summer. Summer said that there was also no way Hay could have been killed during the state's timeline, and that she was talking to Hay around 2:45 that day near the gym. I've talked to a couple classmates on this subject to see what they thought.
I think that the state was very incorrect on the timeline when they said Hay was killed, and I just think that the state just went with the timeline based on Jay's testimony, even though both Adnan and Hay were supposedly not there.
That was Breton. She is in my English class, and I agree with what she had to say. The state's timeline has to be off if what Asia and Summer are saying is true. Here's Zach Morgan's thoughts on this. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here to do this interview today, but this is what he had to say. Quote, I think Asia could be lying after everything that happened on Serial with her, as well as her possibly having some type of crush on Adnan. But then with Summer, it confuses me a little. It makes me wonder if she got her days mixed up, but then again, she sounded so certain that she saw her on the day she died. Unquote. I think all of those could be reasonable thoughts or theories that could have happened, but why go through the trouble of lying about a potential murderer just because you have a small crush on them? And why would you have a crush on someone that's a so-called murderer? With the Summer thing, I think she is telling the truth. I don't know. Maybe it was just the sound of her voice that sounded so certain, but I do believe her. One thing in the Serial podcast that stood out to me a lot was Kathy. She had made a big deal about a phone call Adnan received while he was at her apartment. She said he said things on the phone like, what? What'd you say? What'd you tell him? She said that he sounded very suspicious. But if I think back on the phone calls I've had like that, it would mainly be one of my cousins called me to tell me that her mom found out I did something, so her mom called my mom and I'm in big trouble. Even though it would be typically something small, I would still freak. So I can relate to Adnan on that. Like maybe his family found out he did pot and he was freaking out or something like that. One thing that Sarah portrays in the Serial podcast as a big red flag was there's no evidence of a Best Buy phone in the Best Buy parking lot, which Jay said there was in his testimony. He said that that's where Adnan called him after Hay was murdered. But years later, we found out that there was actually a Best Buy payphone, not necessarily in the parking lot, but inside Best Buy. So maybe Jay got confused and he was actually using the inside payphone, or it really was a lie. Next time on Digging Deeper.